welcome to the latest installment of the Credibility Podcast. Along with your host, Michelle Glass, here's Steve Moore with a look at what to do with unexpected money.
Well, all of us would like to receive a windfall. Sometimes it happens to us, sometimes it doesn't. Define that for us, Michelle. What is a windfall?
Well, a windfall would be a large amount of money that you receive at one particular time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an insurance settlement, or maybe it's an inheritance that you receive.
All right. If that happens, what's the first thing to do?
Well, the first thing you should do is take some time. Don't go out and spend the money immediately. Take some time to look at your goals of what you had planned for your life in the future. You probably want to park that money in a safe place, like a savings account. Don't worry about getting a great rate of interest or anything like that, but you just want to park the money safe. Make sure that you understand what the FDIC guidelines are for that so that you don't lose it. Mm-hmm. And take the time to really think about what you want to do with your life, where you want to go from here. Think about setting aside an amount for an emergency fund. You need to have an emergency fund, and if you don't have that right now, that would be the first thing that I would do.
And how big does that fund need to be?
Well, it depends on how much money they receive. Normally, we tell our clients to have at least 6 months of their living expenses in a savings account so that if there is an emergency, at least for 6 months, they have enough time to replace those funds.
Okay.
This person may want to have a year's worth of their income in a savings account. The next thing that they want to do is look at their debts and pay them off. Pay off any credit card debts you may have, any medical debts that you may have, or student loans. That should be the first thing. Pay off your debts. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is, if you have a retirement account, go ahead and fully fund that. If you have a 401k or a Roth account, at this time would be the perfect time to fully fund those. And if you have children, you may want to think about setting a college account up for them, a 529 or an ESA account. That would be something that they should also think about doing.
Now, when you say fully fund, let me go back a bit. When you say fully fund, what do you mean by that?
Well, there are guidelines for your retirement account. You can't just stick $1 million in your 401k. There are tax consequences. So you have to make sure that you understand how much you can put into your retirement account during the year.
All right. We're almost out of time. Give us one or two quick tips here at the end.
The next thing is, don't forget about the IRS.
Because they won't forget about you.
They won't, and they will come looking for you. Yeah. So if this is money that you need to pay taxes on, it may be a good idea to hire an accountant so that you understand how much money you should set aside for taxes.
All right.
And finally, do something fun. Go back to that goal list. What are those things that you wanted to do? If it was to take a trip to Hawaii, well, this is the time to do that.
Wear your sunblock.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.